Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does at this time each week, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm full, but I guess I'm ready for a dessert course of trivia.
All right. I don't know what to say to that. Should we clear up last week's challenge first, and then we'll get you all the pie you want?
Yes, let's.
I said, start with the phrase, Pride of Lions. Change one letter to a T, and you can spell the seven-letter name of a television show and a five-letter word for something most television shows have. What are the words?
Well?
Well, if you change one of the O's to a T, you can spell Friends and Pilot.
Ah.
All right, Ian, this is our last show of November, which means that it is almost the end of Movember, an annual tradition where people grow facial hair and raise funds to promote the awareness of men's health issues, he said as Ian pats his beard across the table. And before everyone returns to their clean-shaven selves, we'll have a quiz about mustaches.
Okay.
In the early 1970s, Oakland Athletics owner Charlie Finley held a mustache-growing competition with his players. What 1972 competition in which Finley's Athletics faced the clean-shaven Cincinnati Reds was called the Hares versus the Squares?
That was the World Series of that year.
That is indeed correct. And the Hares, that is the Athletics, won 4-3.
I saw Raleigh Fingers over the summer in Cooperstown, and his mustache is looking fine.
Launched in June of 2012, what service first used as one of its major branding concepts fuzzy pink mustaches that attach to the front grille of a car and replace them a few years later with small glowing magenta mustaches that sat on the car's dashboard?
Well, I have a 50-50 shot.
Yep.
I'm going to say Lyft.
That is correct. And the little magenta mustache was known as the Glow Stash.
Uh-huh.
And it was replaced last year with another light-up dashboard indicator called AMP, which apparently changes color to match a color on the screen of the person requesting the ride so you can see which car is yours.
Huh.
Yeah. Apparently to avoid everybody going for the same car when it all pulls up on the when it pulls up on the curb there. Which I thought was clever.
Yeah. That's a nice way of not having like a sidewalk fight.
Yes. Or 12 people in the back of a Honda Civic.
That's true.
The World Beard and Mustache Championships is a biennial competition held in 2017 in Austin, Texas, and scheduled for Antwerp, Belgium in 2019. There are six categories in the mustache competition, including one whose description is, quote, slender with long tips, straight up or arching up, and is named for what artist?
Is it the Dali?
Yes, it is mustache? Called the Salvador Dali group or competition.
That's amazing.
Uh-huh. And other mustache categories in that competition, there is the natural, the imperial, the English, and the Hungarian.
Aha.
Speaking of artists, a 1919 work by the artist Marcel Duchamp titled L-H-O-O-Q, the first of many variations on a similar concept, is a postcard-sized reproduction of a famous portrait onto which Duchamp penciled in a mustache and a small beard. By what name do we most commonly know the painting Duchamp altered, which is also known in French as La Joconde?
The Mona Lisa.
It is the Mona Lisa. And the title of his work, L-H-O-O-Q, is a pun of sorts. If you read the letters in French, it approximates a somewhat vulgar expression indicating that a woman is beautiful.
Do you speak French?
I do not.
Okay.
That is an exercise left to the listener. And finally, what actor, born with the first and middle names Julius Henry, but much more well-known by a stage name, adopted early on in his career a look that became so synonymous with him it inspired a novelty disguise named after him that consisted of horn-rimmed glasses, a fake nose, and a bushy mustache?
That's Groucho.
Yes,
Groucho Marx.
That is correct. And Marx's mustache and eyebrows were actually grease paint, and it happened because it was a spontaneous decision to use that instead of his usual paste-on mustache, which sort of annoyed him or something like that.
Wow.
And it stuck.
Ah!
It's like there was a pun just sitting there right on the table. Well, it certainly wasn't a close shave for Ian this week. He went 5-for-5. Let us know how well you did. What's your mustache looking like these days? Quiz at WAMC.org.
And while you get ready for that Decembeard, you can go to WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge, Mike.
Start with the phrase facial hair. Change one letter to an M, and you can rearrange the result to spell the name of a continent, and the name of a country on that continent. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.